This is Sue Storm, and I'm also known as the Angel Lady, and I'm inviting you to a garden of angels. So think of yourself in a beautiful garden, and there's a park bench there, and you're sitting on your park bench, and there's a brook in the distance, so you can hear the babbling brook, and the fragrance of flowers is just wonderful, so you can breathe in the fragrance of the flowers, and the colors are so beautiful as well. You've got the reds and the fuchsia and the pansies and the which are multicolored, and you have all these flowers around you, and you just take a deep breath and breathe in the fragrance of the flowers and the peace of being in this beautiful garden with the babbling brook and the warmth of the sunlight on you. And it's just a very peaceful, beautiful, wonderful place to be. So your angels are now going to appear, and they're going to help you to get through the anxiety and the fears and the of the unknown and all that's going on, the challenges of the coronavirus world that we're living in right now, where everything has come to a halt, or most things have come to a halt. You're probably sheltered in place, and things are just not the way you expected them to be. So you need your angels, or angel first aid is what we do. You need your angels to help you to get through what's going on around you, to take care of yourself, your financial worries, and all the things that are going on with the government, with those around you, and with your family. So these are some angel first aid techniques that we're going to share with you. Very unique. These are not techniques that others know. And it's just ones that your angels want to share with you. So we're going to start out, and Archangel Michael, who's the top archangel and works with guidance and protection, is approaching the bench where you're sitting. He's also bringing with him Solomon. This is an angel, Solomon, who is the angel of emotional security, and he's going to help as well. So one of the remedies that Archangel Michael wants to share with you is called the cloak. But actually, it's a robe. And visualize yourself wearing a robe, kind of like a monk would wear. And it goes all the way down to the ground. It has long sleeves and a hood that goes down over your third eye. This is a, I call it a cloak, but a robe that is made of an alloy that has not been discovered yet. This is something that the angels know about that humanity does not know about. So we're sharing this with you. And this cloak protects you. It protects you from outside energy that is negative or frightful, or something that is erratic and chaotic. So wear this robe. Think about wearing it. Think about wearing it, especially if you're leaving the house, somewhere where you can need the protection that you have. It also gives you an added layer of protection from the coronavirus and from other people's worries and fears. So this is your cloak, and this is a guidance from Archangel Michael. Now we're going to talk to Angel Solomon, and what he's doing is he's bringing you a layer of protection also from the coronavirus. When there's a color missing in your body, the body is more apt to take on the color or the vibration of the color of the virus. So we're going to do this little exercise with Angel Solomon, where you visualize the color of royal purple, deep, rich, royal purple throughout your body. Think of that color in your body, throughout your body. Just breathe it in. Get the royal purple in your body. And we're just going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there for a short period of time. There. Okay. Now, you want to put a layer of dark red on top of the deep purple. So put a layer of dark red on top of the deep purple and just feel it in your body, breathe it in, and layer it on. The third color is yellow green. It's kind of like a lime green that has a little extra yellow. And Solomon wants you to put this as a third layer on top of the purple and the dark red. So now you have yellow green. So now your body has all three colors, purple, dark red, and yellow green. Leave that in your body. It'll hold you and secure you for at least 24 hours. You can do it again at another time if you'd like, or do it every other day, but keep yourself protected from the virus. And using colors is a very good way to do that, especially these three colors. So Archangel Michael and Solomon now fade away, and the angels that are coming in are going to be there to help you with emotional peace. So these angels are Rachel, that's the angel of inspiration, Caroline, that's the angel of positive thinking, and they're going to be the ones that are going to help you find the emotional peace that you're looking for. The way they do that is a simple little recipe that they are going to teach you about the angelic realm. On the angelic realm, things that happen in a miracle form, so miracles that happen, happen when the molecules move faster. So they're giving you an affirmation, the molecules move faster to help me create stability and comfort in my life. It's now at this time that you specifically need stability and you need comfort, and you could put peace in there as well. So the angels make the molecules move faster to bring me peace, stability, and security, and why not joy, and joy in my life. That's an affirmation that these two angels are bringing to you. You can say it every day. You can say it a couple times a day. It also, when the molecules move faster, time moves faster. So the time to get to the end of the tunnel, the time to get you through all this challenge and chaos that's going on and get you to the end is being presented to you in this wonderful affirmation from Rachel and from Caroline, Angel of Positive Thinking. Let them help you through this whole ordeal where you feel overwhelmed and no longer overwhelmed, hopefully, as the molecules move faster to bring you stability. Now, those two angels fade, and the next angel that's appearing is Jeremiah, and Jeremiah is the angel of financial security. So certainly this is a time when he is needed. Welcome him, and as he stands in front of you, he wants to give you an affirmation. I invoke the law of restoration. All that has been taken from me will be restored tenfold. I invoke the law of restoration. All that has been taken from me will be restored tenfold. And then feel the joy of the restoration. if you've lost your job or know someone who has, if you've your 401k is not doing very well, or whatever. All of us have lost something, and more than one thing, probably. Even our ability to move around, even our ability to go where we want and do what we want. So invoke that law of restoration. Let's bring back financial success, financial security. Let's bring back our ability to move around and be free. Let's bring back our freedom. And so that's what is being shared by Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. And you can call on him anytime. Just talk to him as if he's your guide and near you. In fact, you can pretend like he's there and kind of pull on his robes and say, Jeremiah, let's go. Let's get me back to financial security, or let's bring me financial security if you weren't there to begin with. All right, so now Jeremiah fades and he goes into the distance. The next angel that appears is William. William is the angel of peace. And see him coming towards you, welcome him. And this is the message from William. If peace were the most important thing in your life, if it was a priority, how would you live your life? So what I want you to think about is not what's going around you, the overwhelm, the chaos. I want you to think about peace, peace of mind, peace to bring you connected to your angels. And just think about if peace were a priority, and go through the day thinking about that. What would you be doing differently? How would you be reacting to those in your family in close quarters? How would you be reacting if peace was a priority? And that's what William wants you to know and what he wants you to believe. So work with William, who's the angel of peace, and take him with you throughout the day. Have him by your side. Now William fades from the garden, and I just want you to think about the peace that you found in the garden, the peace that you found knowing that your angels are there so that you can trust them, so that you can have faith. And as you're leaving the garden, think about this message from Archangel Michael. Here is his message. There's always hope and you're never alone. So this is Sue Storm. My website is theangellady.net, and you can enjoy meeting all the angels, learning about them, and just find peace in this world that is soon to be filled with hope.